Last Words, A Diary of Survival, written by Shari J. Ryan and read by Stephanie Willis, Susan Larkin, and Chris Kaser.
Prologue. Amelia. Since 1945, my story has remained hidden deep within the corners of my mind and blacked out as if with permanent marker, in hopes that no one else would ever know. I've been holding on to these silent memories for such a long time, but I'm becoming weak. I've always known that the truth might someday be stronger than my will to be silent, but I can't imagine what my secrets would do to those I love. This may be cliché, but I'm going to start my story with a once upon a time, except my life hasn't been a fairy tale, far from it. In fact, for a long time, I believed a happy ending meant death. During my early years as a child, I had a perfect life. The sun shone golden rays across Bohemia's breathtaking sky and bore its warmth down on the silky green grass-covered soil. I lived in color, rich with vivid hues, and I danced through the mustard fields twirling my dress as my hair blew like weeping willows in the breeze. My heart was protected, my life blessed with knowledge, and I was surrounded by love. There was a lightness in my mind and a feeling of completeness in my soul that made each day feel like a gift from above. Then, a day came when the sun was taken away. The sky became dark with heavy clouds, and my world turned gray. Raindrops that once fell from the sky bled into the tears that burned down my cheeks. I thought darkness was all I had left after losing everything I'd ever known and loved. But through a cloud of dust and despair, I found a glimmer of hope, a smile amongst the sunken cheeks and rotting corpses. He should never have smiled at me, and I shouldn't have acknowledged him when he did. But once it started, there was no turning back. I never considered the possibility of how it would end until I felt the heartbreak of loneliness again. His smile was gone. The warm touches we shared through my cold shivers would never heat my body again. And the worst part was that all hope was lost. It was all for nothing. It would have been easier to have never felt that kind of love, because once I knew how good it could feel, I didn't think I'd ever feel that way again. As the world caved in on itself, I allowed the pain and misery to pour from my eyes one last time, before making a silent vow to never give another ounce of power to those who wanted to dominate the weak. I traveled through the phases of bitter denial, revenge, hate, sorrow, and finally the emptiness that would be a part of me forever. When the sun returned and the grass grew back, those who had survived slowly allowed their wounds to heal, but there was a numbness inside all of us, protection from feeling the pain of the memories that would last a lifetime. To forget and move on as if it never happened was the only way to survive. I tried to convince myself that I hadn't lived through the most demoralizing and destructive 5 years this world has ever seen. I moved to America, leaving the enemy behind. I lived on, shielding myself from the memories. I lived up to society's moral standards and expectations by getting married and having children. I cooked, cleaned, and supported those I love. Then, over time, my past became a part of the earth like the bones and ashes in that faraway land. There is one exception, though, and it's the part of me I have only pretended to forget, my secret. In fact, some would consider what I did to be as wrong and equally horrendous as what the heartless ones did to my whole race.